day. All right, let me get the tape rolling here. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How was this the Kimmel show on Friday? You were outside playing, right?
Yeah, it was. It's always cool to do that because it's so set up for musicians, you know. Big stage, live crowd. It's not so like indoors with camera rehearsals, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah. So you got to be back out in front of your fans.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
What kind of people listen to your music, do you think?
I've seen them range as young as 8 and as old as 68.
Yep.
So it's
well, you've seen a lot more of them than I have, so I'm trying to get an idea of what it feels like when you're out there. To you on the stage, do you think like there's a lot of teenagers in the audience, a lot of guys in their 20s, chicks? Is it dude audience?
I would say if I had to guess what our age group is, it's probably between 18 and 40.
Oh yeah.
I would have to say that's kind of where we're at. Maybe more majority mm-hmm. would be 18 to 30s.
Right, right.
But we recruited a lot of new fans off of that acoustic record.
That did it.
An older audience, and this record seems to be drawing in a different kind of audience as well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just trying to continue to expand and you know, not have a ceiling over our heads.
Right. But you guys are still having a good time making music after all these years.
Of course. We're musicians. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It may not always be great music, but we love making it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And because music has a power.
Mm-hmm. It's a universal language.
So, like, what you say with it and what you do with it, it has an effect.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Right. So, I noticed you guys have been really involved with promoting the military.
Well, they actually came to us, believe it or not. Somebody in the Navy loves this band because they used Awake for 3 years, and then they came to us and re-upped the contract for another 3 years with Sick of Life. So, I don't know. They just feel like that music, someone in that place thinks that the music's very motivating for recruit commercials, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, you know, I'm an American boy, so I'm proud of it.
You're proud of recruiting your fans into the military?
Well, no. Let me turn my fucking words around, you.
Well, tell me what you mean.
You
said your music's powerful, it's got an effect, like you said, and you're letting the military use it.
Well,
the military,
yeah.
Who are they recruiting? 18 to 30-year-olds, right?
I guess. I don't know what the recruit age is. I know it's at least 18.
Yeah, they go down into the high schools now.
My thing is, listen, here's my thing with the military. I'm not saying our government is perfect, because I know that we make some mistakes and we do shitty things, but you wouldn't have your job and we wouldn't have our lives if we weren't out there protecting this country so we could live a free life. So there's kind of the yin and the yang to that. Sometimes it's, you know, not always the best choices that we make, or we stick our noses in other people's shit. But at the same time, you know, we protect this place enough that we're able to, like, pursue careers and do what a lot of people in other countries aren't able to do. They're kind of picked and they're chosen to be whatever they become, and I'm proud to be an American, I'll tell you that.
So your country, right or wrong?
No, not right or wrong, but I'm proud to be an American. I love my country. I've seen the depressions and how people live in other countries and how they're told what to be and they don't have the choices that we have, and I do love that about our country. So, you know, I actually sympathize with a lot of the soldiers in the military in general,
yeah.
that are trained to go out and protect for us and what they have to go through. You know, it's really kind of shitty in a sense that, you know, these young kids have to go over there and die sometimes for something that isn't even our fucking problem. And that kind of sucks. So what I have to do is at least support them, because they don't have the choice that we do.
They don't have the choice because?
Because they've decided to fight for our country. And
they decided to do that because of your song?
Oh, come on. Nothing like that.
Well, you made a... I have a quote from here where you said, we've always been supportive of our country and our president... Whereas a lot of people, I thought, and you said this in 2003 to MTV News, you said, a lot of people lashed out pretty quickly at what we did, and I thought the government did everything pretty cleanly and publicly as possible.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That was my opinion at the time. The whole war thing and trying to keep us up to date, like, if you remember back in other wars, we didn't have the opportunity to follow it through the media and CNN and the news and live updates and that kind of thing. And I thought that, for the most part, you know, we were allowed to follow it as best we could through the media sources that were feeding us information.
You didn't think the media was being controlled by the military?
Well, it could be. I don't know. I'm not
you
did, in the military.
You didn't look into it?
Listen, are you a fucking government expert?
I know. I'm not telling people to go join the military and then not knowing what the military is doing.
I don't tell people to go join the military.
You don't think using your songs with the power of your music, which you were talking about, has an effect on the people that hear it when it goes with the visuals that the best PR people in the world use?
Are you like one of those guys that agrees with some kid that fucking tied a noose around his neck because Judas Priest's lyrics told him to?
No, you were telling me how powerful your music was and what the people are that listen to it. And you must have thought, like, the Navy sure thought it was useful. So you tell me.
Hey, listen, the Navy thought that, you know, it's the same reason why wrestlers work out to the music and extreme motocross riders listen to the music and do what they do. It's energetic music. It's very athletic. People feel that they get an adrenaline rush out of it or whatever. So it you know, it goes with whatever is an extreme situation. But I doubt very seriously that a kid is going to go join the Marines or the U.S. Navy because he heard Godsmack as the underlying bed music in the commercial.
Yeah.
They're going to go join the Navy because they want to jump out of helicopters and fucking shoot people or protect the country or whatever it is and look at the cool infrared goggles.
It says, right, you said to MTV, we're not a very political band, but we are supportive of the U.S. military and how they approach things.
Well, I listen, if someone turned that around, I never said on how they approached it.
Okay. That's a misquote or something.
Wow, what this is...
What about this? In 2003, you did a show. It started with video footage of Apache helicopters honing in on a desert target, interspersed with the words, "We will prevail, stronger than them all."
Say that again?
I'm reading it from a Boston Globe review of a show you did at the Tweeter Center,
yeah,
in front of 13,000 people on May 22nd, 2003.
Okay, yeah, but what it said, tell me what it said again.
Yes, sir. It said, Godsmack's ferociously high-energy 90-minute set started with video footage of Apache helicopters honing in on a desert target, interspersed with the words, "We will prevail, stronger than them all."
Yeah.
So you're using military imagery with your music at your concerts?
First of all, it was a computer image. It was a computer animated helicopter that didn't... There was no scene of a desert in there. It was a helicopter that rose up from the screen and scanned the audience. It was an effect.
Oh, okay.
And then it shot out missiles that hit the stage.
Uh-huh.
Because the intro to Straight Outta Line has the sounds of, like, a war thing.
Yeah.
Going on.
Oh, I see. So you were it's just sort of a concept thing. Well, you've done a lot to help out the guys that are in the military who are stuck there now for, you know, whether they chose to be there or they got hoodwinked into being there. For whatever reason, they're in the military. They're doing their job. You guys did a show for them at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah.
Called Rock in the Corps, and so you've been doing a lot of benefit shows.
Well, like I said, listen, you know, there's a lot of young kids that die for our country, man, and they don't have the choice once they're in there.
That's right.
And so I just feel that, you know, whatever we can do to say thank you for protecting our country is what we try to do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make this a big political issue.
Okay. Have you done anything to prevent people from joining the military?
No.
To maybe educate them as to what's in store for them?
I don't have enough education in the military to educate them in anything.
Would you let your music be used for anti-military recruiting advertisements?
I don't know. We'd have to see what that was about.
But you'd be open to it?
We're open to whatever, as long as it's not a Maybelline commercial.
Maybelline's more offensive than military?
Well, no, it doesn't quite go with what we do.
But the military does.
Listen, Where are we going with this thing? Is this interview about the government?
Well, I've never seen such a pro-military.
Did you have someone killed or something? It sounds like this is a personal attack or whatever.
Well, I've never seen such a pro-military band as you guys.
But we're not. I think you're making us out to be a little bit more. When we're asked about something, we just answer the question. We don't go spend 23 hours out of our day supporting the military and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just simply, you know, there's an opportunity that came up. They wanted to use some music for a recruit commercial. What are we going to say? No, but...
How hard is it to say no?
Why would we, though?
Because you're going to... Because they're...
Just because you don't feel the same way about the government that we do makes you right and us wrong?
Yeah. What do you feel about the government? Tell me what...
That's crazy, man. That's just an opinion.
You want... I can back my opinion up from here to tomorrow if you would like to talk to me all day long.
Because obviously you've done a lot of research and you
That's right,
have
because
a different opinion.
I've got done...
We don't know that stuff that you know. So
why don't you do some research before you get involved with these sorts of things? So you're talking about young kids' lives.
Yeah.
You're talking about kids...
Would you rather not have us be protected so they can come and overrun our country?
Do you know what a fool's errand is?
I'm asking you a question.
No one's threatening...
Would you rather us not be protected?
You know what I like, Sully? A Department of Defense, not a Department of Offense, that attacks other countries, sovereign nations, who do things in a different way than us, who we have no right to go over there and invade and change their governments. Would we want someone else to do that to us? How hard is that to think about?
I'm not saying that we were right on every war that we've created, and I know that we've been damn wrong at times about stuff.
When have we been wrong?
They have also been wrong, too. I don't trust someone like fucking Saddam and Osama to come in here and try to control
When did Saddam country? Try to come in here and control our country?
Why don't you go live in Iraq, then, if you have such a problem with America?
Why am I here? This is the top country in the world, my friend.
Well, why do you think so? Because it's protected.
No it's not because...
No one ruled our country.
No one is attacking us, my friend. Certainly not Iraq. Every first world nation suffers terrorist attacks. Get used to it.
I am used to it. I don't have
Get
a problem
used to
it.
It
sounds like you do.
You're the one that's saying it's all right to not know about stuff and then to send other people to die in our name.
I never said that. Don't put fucking words in my mouth.
I've got it on tape, bro.
You got it on tape, bro?
Yeah.
You got me saying that it was okay for us to attack other countries?
I've got you on tape saying they're protecting us by attacking, by going over there and taking out people.
Listen, don't fucking turn my words around and make it to what you want it to be. That's not what I meant. You know that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then tell me what you meant.
Listen, I'm not going to get into a political fucking conversation with you. This was supposed to be an interview about the band. Where is this going?
We're talking about the power of your music and what you're using it for.
What is this for, anyways? Who are you working with?
I'm working for my own magazine, my friend.
What's it called?
What do you mean, what's it called? Are you serious?
Yeah, what's the magazine called?
It's called Arthur Magazine. You guys are the ones that set this up.
I was just told to do press today, man.
Hey, man, you guys...
I got a checklist in front of me, and I don't have time for a lot of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right,
so
let's
the fuck you want to write, because your magazine obviously is that popular.
It's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it
on
is.
On our own, without any corporate support.
Why would you waste your time calling a band like us when you don't even give a fuck?
I certainly do give a fuck, because you know what?
What is this about?
Because listen, man, you know this 2,800 people of my brothers and sisters have died over in Iraq?
Yeah.
Do you know 30,000... Iraqi humans who never did shit to us have died because of the attacks we've made over there? Do you know that 70...
That's Mac's fault.
Do you know that 78% of women in the military report cases of sexual harassment?
That's Godsmack's fault.
No,
that
man.
That has to do with our new record.
Okay, let's talk about your new record. Okay, let's talk about your new record, my friend.
Get a life.
Let's talk about your record.